what would you like to get into today, Vinny?
Well, I would say the most poignant issue first would be the upcoming protest outside Auckland Hospital, if you could fill listeners in on that.
Yeah, sure. As your listeners may or may not know, high-dose intravenous vitamin C turns out to be the cure for virtually every viral illness on the planet. All right? Vitamin C was discovered officially in 1937 by a Hungarian chap who won the Nobel Prize. His name was Albert Zenz Gyorgy. For Hungarian-speaking listeners, I do apologize for my abysmal Hungarian accent, but that was him. Albert Zenz hyphen Gyorgy. Subsequent to that, there have been numerous very, very well-controlled studies on the efficacy of vitamin C for all sorts of things, including, dare I say, polio. 1948, an MD and researcher by the name of Klenner, K-L-E-N-N-E-R. What was his first name, Kath? Klenner. You remember? Albert? Frederick. Oh, God, she's good. Frederick Klenner starts giving high-dose vitamin C to people coming down with polio. All right? And realizes quickly on that not one of them, not a single case, is getting paralyzed. Well, to his amazement, after he publishes his studies in the Southern Journal of Medicine out of Atlanta, a peer-reviewed, you know, all that sort of carry-on medical journal, Southern Journal of Medicine, Frederick Klenner, vitamin C, polio, you can look it up. He's invited to the to address his findings to the next year's conclave of the American Medical Association. The invitation, needless to say, is rescinded after Jonas Salk and Albert Sabin, who were working on the polio vaccine at the time, spit the dummy. And Klenner's invitation was rescinded. But it was too late because his study was out there. It wasn't too late to suppress the evidence of that particular study on lots and lots of doctors and sell lots and lots of vaccines. By the way, there is a very serious question mark here about whether or not those vaccines actually work. And we can get into that later if you want to. But the fact of the matter is that polio, this viral-induced illness, was stopped in its tracks by high-dose vitamin C. Surprise! And then the study went west, as they say here in New Zealand. It was basically ignored, and when it raised its ugly head, it was disparaged. As you might expect from a medical establishment that is joined at the hip to the pharmaceutical industry, which, of course, as everybody knows, was started by the Rockefellers and the oil industry. In the early part of the 20th century, J.D. Rockefeller, John Rockefeller, made sure that all the medical schools in the United States were carefully and assiduously directed away from natural medicine and homeopathy, and substituted this so-called scientific medicine in their place, which, of course, is drug-based, and created a market for himself, which they continue to do to this very day. Nevertheless, that's a long way around coming to this the protest at the hospital. What we're doing is taking off where Alan Smith, and you can Google him, Alan Smith, vitamin C, A-L-L-A-N. Alan Smith was on death's doorstep. He had swine flu. He had whiteout pneumonia. You can't see his lungs. It was so congested in an X-ray. He had hairy cell leukemia, by the way. And he was on life support. The swine flu had gotten to him so completely that the doctors called the family in and told the family that they were going to pull the plug, that there was no more hope for their father and husband, and that say goodbye to Daddy because he was in a coma, of course, at the time, because we're going to pull the plug on Friday. We have tried everything, they said. There, Alan's brother-in-law said, wait a second, guys, you haven't tried high-dose intravenous vitamin C. And, of course, they rubbished that and said that there was no evidence, and, you know, they'd rather kill him than try it, and, you know, comments to that effect. And the family went apoplectic and basically forced the hospital into grudgingly, reluctantly, giving the poor man some vitamin C. It wasn't high dose at the time, but you know they gave this this bullshit that you know testimony that there was no evidence.
Also, John, we're under FCC regulations, so you have to say the word BS instead.
I can't say bullshit.
No, you couldn't.
I just
say
said
that
it.
Either.
What are they going to do? Censor me?
Yeah, all right, they probably never
mind.
Will.
Well,
what they will do is they might just sue American Freedom Radio and then okay. With courts and compliance costs under FCC regulations.
Okay, well sorry about that. I take it back. I take it back. I'm sorry, FCC. I thought that the word was part of the American lexicography right now. And
indeed.
It is. Look
indeed.
It up in the
and I'd like to take these moments to step aside and just tell the FCC,
tell them if you see K, tell her to call me.
Yeah.
May I continue, please?
Go for your life.
Alan Smith, basically, the short end of that particular story is that Alan Smith had his life saved by high-dose intravenous vitamin C. 2 weeks later, he was transferred down to his local hospital. By the way, they kicked up a fuss, too, and refused initially to give him vitamin C, too, because that's the medical paradigm here and in America. And the family had to go get a lawyer, a very, very significant lawyer here in New Zealand, to bite them on the derriere and tell them that if they didn't give Alan Smith vitamin C, she was going to sue their ass back to the Stone Age. So, again, reluctantly, they gave him vitamin C, and a couple of weeks later, he was released from the hospital fit and well. All right? Now, 60 Minutes did a story, and you can have a look at that if you want to, all your listeners out there. And it was carried on Wren's and all sorts of other places. And this story, they did two stories on Alan Smith. Two. It was unprecedented here in New Zealand for 60 to do something like that. And they did. And sure enough, the response on the part of the FDA was to come down heavy on the manufacturer of the infusion, the bags of vitamin C in the saline infusion, and they harassed the hell out of these people, and almost put them out of business. I hear that they're back in business now, but that's the response of a federal agency that's deep in the pockets of the pharmaceutical industry. Because at the time, as you probably remember, the big pharma was pushing Tamiflu on everybody who got the flu, even though it was shown not to work and all that sort of stuff, and was even linked to various suicides by various kids who in Japan and elsewhere. But God forbid somebody should get their life saved by intravenous vitamin C. However, and this is rather interesting, the import of this story has gone viral now, and Alan Smith has become a legend in his own time here in New Zealand. And he's going to be leading the protest outside the hospital, asking the question, who the hell are you trying to, who are you indebted to, your ethics or the pharmaceutical industry here? Why is it, the head of the intensive care unit was on 60 Minutes at the, you know, on that particular segment about Alan Smith, and he opined that Alan Smith, that it was totally coincidental that, you know, they gave Alan vitamin C and he got cured. He said it could well have been, and dig this, Vinny, it could well have been the result of a passing bus outside. That has become legendary in the annals of medicine as the passing bus therapy for swine flu.
And indeed, the Ministry of Health, it looks like, has taken it very seriously, and they're going to be building a new Auckland hospital right near Britomart Central Bus Transfer Centre.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, or redirecting the. It would be easier just to redirect the buses to go past the hospital.
Oh, yeah, but that would be easier and cheaper, and we both know the Ministry of Health is not famous for either.
Anyhow, Catherine says they do. They are redirecting the buses now to go past Auckland. This is the pathetic excuse that we have here in New Zealand for a medical system. Pathetic. And the word is, and this is corroborated by one or two doctors that I've spoken to, that about 15 people have died since Allen in one hospital as a result of the lack of attention that the hospital has given to high-dose intravenous vitamin C. And they have died from their flu and died from their viral pneumonia, and it is totally inexcusable, and they continue to do it to this very day, which is why we are staging our little, actually it's a witness outside the hospital, to tell the administrators of this hospital that we know who you're beholden to, and you are pathetic.
Indeedy-doody. And that protest will be getting held at midday and will go through till 2 p.m. at the ADHB Auckland City Hospital. That's at 2 Park Road, Grafton, Auckland, New Zealand, around this time tomorrow. So get on down there if you like, and also make sure that you spread around this radio show to let people know about it. We'll be right back.